these are free tickets for a free expo.
Right. With lots of information, and there's probably resources that people aren't aware of.
So Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio, anywhere on the internet, WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial 102.9. Here today in the studio at Franklin TV, Franklin Public Radio, with Mary O'Neill from the Disability Commission. Mary, how are you doing this Friday?
I'm doing very well, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm in the pink.
You are.
They can't see that I'm wearing a pink shirt.
But I like it. That's my favorite color, so it's...
I wear it once in a while for that line. I'm
there
in the
you
pink.
Go. You're in the pink.
Sometimes I'm tickled to be pink.
Yeah, tickled pink. You're funny, Steve.
I understand the Disability Commission has a big event coming.
We do, and we're excited about it. We're having a disability expo. It's going to be on Saturday, May 4th, from 11 to 2 at the Franklin Senior Center.
You picked a good date. All the Star Wars fans, you know, may the 4th be with you.
Be with you, yes.
That's a great date.
It is.
How about that?
I know. What
Did
a
you
coincidence.
Intend to
no, I, yeah. I think it's a coincidence, Steve. Let's
just go and play with it.
Okay. We can do that. Absolutely. So we're excited about this. This is our second expo, and last year was a success. So we're hoping more people will come to this one.
Right.
Word of mouth always helps.
This is true. Absolutely.
Now, because the venue is the senior center, we might assume that it's for all older citizens.
Right.
But this is geared toward all ages.
Right.
And all the services.
The classification of disability, unfortunately, is not age specific.
It's not. No, absolutely.
Any age can have some form of whether visible or invisible disability.
Exactly. And, it's important to note that all of the disabilities are not
impairing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only that you may not notice a disability that someone may have.
True.
So that could be a private situation.
Yes. Or as public as they choose to make it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're very excited about this. We put a lot of work into
May 4th, Senior Center.
Yep.
What time does it start?
11.
11. Okay, 11. So late in the morning gives you plenty of time to get up and get ready for the day. You don't have to rush and be there at the crack of dawn.
Absolutely. It's a good time. It's perfect.
It's a Saturday as well.
Exactly. It's springtime. And what's exciting is we have some prizes we're going to give away.
Prizes?
Yes.
People like prizes.
They do. And we have two gift baskets that we will give away.
Okay, kind of a raffle type thing?
So yes, absolutely.
Kind of free tickets?
Free tickets.
Ooh.
And admittance to this expo is also free.
Also, people like free.
Free is good.
So let's repeat that. These are free tickets for a free expo.
Right. With lots of information, and there's probably resources that people aren't aware of.
True.
And also I want to add that if someone does not see something that they're looking for, to approach any commission member, and we will research it and we will get back to them.
And if I recall, you all wore a similar colored T-shirt last year. Are you going to do something similar this time around?
We are.
You're going to be distinct in the crowd.
Yes, we'll stand out. We have blue T-shirts with the Franklin Disability logo that Allie designed.
Yes, she designed it. Did a wonderful design.
Yes. Yep. So we're excited about that.
So in terms of the resources and the information, as I recall from last year, you had a series of tables. So each of the individual groups would come and have a table so that they would meet with the people and then share the info, answer questions.
Yes.
Similar type arrangement this year?
Yes, it'll be similar. Only this year we'll have the second floor and we'll have exhibitors up there as well.
So you've got more exhibitors than just the front main rooms kind of cafeteria.
Yes, we also have new exhibitors in addition to some of the
So even if you came last year, there's additional reasons to come this year because new people, new things.
Right.
Great happenings.
Great. We're very excited. Yeah. Yeah. As I think I've said three times.
That's okay.
But that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Free, and exciting.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with those.
It all goes together.
Yep. And since this is the Disability Expo, for those who don't know the Senior Center, it is disabled accessible.
Yes.
Very accessible. You can roll through if you need to roll through, walk through if you want to walk through. There is elevator access to the second floor.
There is.
So.
And if anyone needs any assistance, walking or whatever, or
right.
for the elevator, please again approach
one of the commissioner members. Yep.
We'll have our blue shirts with the logo and you'll spot us.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
And offhand, you know, like a number is like you had like 20 or so last year, you got maybe 30 or maybe 40 this year, or is that still developing? Vendors or tables?
Tables,
setups,
yeah. I believe it's in the 30s.
Okay.
It's still in development.
Of course. Well, we're recording this for the listeners. Yeah, we're doing this in advance. We're in April. This is on May 4th. May the 4th be with you. We'll slow that again, throw that in again. But, yeah, so we're in advance of the time as a promotional thing.
Sure,
so people become aware and find out and then say, oh, that's what Mary and Steve talked about.
Exactly. And please spread the word to your friends and family members.
Right. And we'll reemphasize this is for all disabled and supporters of the disabled.
Absolutely.
Because even if a person is disabled and they may not actually be able to go because of whatever, the people can still go to get the info for them.
And bring it back to them. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. We have exhibitors from Boston, Springfield. We have the police department and the fire department will be on hand.
Yep.
And we have the sheriff's department. So we have all our legal and medical covered.
Covered, right.
Yeah.
Yep. Those are always good organizations to have in there because in many cases they're the front lines of service and support anyway.
They are, yes.
Yeah. Good.
All right.
So if people don't know who's this Mary people Steve's talking to, do you want to share a little bit more about you?
Sure.
I know you've got an alter ego that sometimes people might recognize.
Oh.
Mrs. Claus?
Yes. Yes.
So you're the Mrs. Claus?
I really am.
Oh. Will be happy.
I think for about 25 years.
Wow.
A long time.
That is.
It's exciting, too.
A lot of kids, a lot of books.
Yep. Yes.
A lot of photos.
Yes. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun, too, of course.
Yes.
Definitely.
I'm also the Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny?
Yes.
Slightly different from from Mrs. Claus, but, you know, similar aspects.
Yes. It's
and
fun.
You're also the architect of a sign that people have been seeing around.
Oh, the Kindness Matters sign, yes.
Yes.
How that started, Steve, was I wanted one for my front lawn.
Sure.
I picked the colors that I love. And then Allegra Printing, who Cindy and Jim are the owners, lovely, lovely people.
Yeah.
They liked the thought, the expression.
Yep. Sure.
And they gave me 100 to pass out.
Wow.
At no cost. So then they gave me 50, and then they gave me 20, and I have about 17 right now.
Ooh.
So if anybody's listening and you would like to have a Kindness Matter sign, please text 508-440-1265, and I will be happy to deliver it for them.
And if you weren't able to quickly run and grab a pencil and paper, we'll also include that in the show notes. And if you're listening to us on the podcast, you can always kind of back up and play it again. That's one of the advantages of a podcast.
Yes.
So that's good.
Yeah.
So to repeat, May 4th, Disability Expo at the Franklin Senior Center. Free. We'll repeat, free entry. Free raffle for a couple of gift boxes. And 30 perhaps more vendor slash organizations with tables or information covering that disability spectrum, let's say.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Good.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great event.
If anyone has any questions or concerns, I can be reached at 508-440-1265.
Or they could also send me a comment, note, et cetera, through my info, and I will find it and get it to you.
Okay.
We do that. Of course, we have some side channels on those conversations.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sounds like a plan, Steve.
Does. Well, thank you for taking time today to share this for our listeners. And hopefully we have a big crowd coming through on Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
And also with me.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Steve.
And we do this as a quick reminder for the listeners. We do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.